Okay, so we're going to do a little small little Gemara here on Psachim and Ham and Bayis. So the Gemara says, it's like, I don't know, 10 or 15 lines from the bottom. Torah Barad. So the basic thing is Tumas Ochon. There's a phenomenon of Tumas Ochon, which is that foods could become Tame. But the foods, one condition is that they have to become wet. You have to wet the food first by putting one of the Shiva Mashkem, some sort of liquid on it. And then they're fit for becoming Tame. Okay? Fine. And once they become wet, even if you dry them afterwards, then they're Makabel Tama. Okay? They're subject to becoming Tame. Tumas Ochon. Okay? Ochon. But the question is what kind of foods qualify? So particularly, let's say, does dog food qualify? Okay, or only people food? Okay, that's what the topic is. She wants to turn up on it. Hapas she'ifsha. V'nifsala me'le'echol la'adam. V'akelav yechol la'ochla. So if bread becomes like spoiled, and it becomes degraded from human consumption, but a dog could still eat it. So it's metame tumas ochlin, metame tumas ochlin mikabetza. So there's metame tumas ochlin mikabetza. The share of tumas ochlin in general is the kabetza. V'nisrefes imatame v'pesach. And if it's on erev Pesach, so it becomes tame. If it's truma, then truma tame. If truma becomes tame, you're allowed to burn it. I'm sorry. If it's truma, right, truma tzmot comes to me, you burn it. Truma's tar, you're not allowed to burn it. But if it's chametz, and it's Erev Pesach, then you burn it. Okay? So it's saying this is also you're going to have to burn it, because that's halacha, is that by matzah, by chametz, it only becomes non-chametz if it's nisomichel's kalef. As long as the dog can still eat it, so then on Pesach, you still have to burn it. So therefore, even though it happens to be truma, so you're allowed to burn truma if it becomes, if it's chametz. Okay, so that's a side point for now. Okay, so basically it's saying is that something which is a food for a person, and a dog could eat it, and it degrades, spoils, but a dog could still eat it, so it's still metame tumas ochlin. Mishum Reb Nosson amru, eina metama. Right? Reb Nosson says, no. It's not metame. That once it's not edible by people, so it's not metame tumas ochlin anymore. It has to be a human food. Dog food, though, doesn't count. Okay? So the Gemara says, man kiman azlah detran. So who is this Mishnah in Tyros like? The Mishnah says, klal amru b'tyros. This is the klal. Kol ham yuchad lo'ochal adam, tamei, ad yivsal me'achal kelef. So anything which is singly designated for ochel of an adam is tameh until it becomes nisam echaz kalav. Okay? Until it becomes nisam echaz kalav. Okay? So it sounds like a little bit of a contradiction, because the first it's saying is miuchel ochel adam means it has to be human food. But then it says it's good, it's tameh until it's not necessarily Achilles Kalev, so it sounds like dog food helps. So the Rashi explains. It says like this. So, V'nifsala me le'echal la'adam. V'nis kalkala b'yipushim echal adam. So it's degraded from, because of spoiling, people won't eat it. Tamat ha'masachon. The kozman shihiru uya le'kalev. So the reason why is that Tanna Kamma holds that as long as it's still fit for a dog, so the Torah's Ochal doesn't go away. Still in the ballpark of Ochalim. Okay, let's skip that next Rashi. Hamyuchad lo'ochal adam. So now what did this mean? This is in the Brisa, in the Mishnah. Hamyuchad lo'ochal adam, echal alav shem ochal. So if it's designated for man, and the shem ochal is chal upon it, tamei lo'olam. Tell me forever. Even if it becomes ruined from Achilas Adam, ad she has some Achilas Kalev, until it becomes degraded from Achilas Kalev. Okay. So what is it? Does it have to be edible for a man or for a dog? What do you say? From that Mishnah.
Seems like a man.
Like a man. So why does it say until it's Nesam Echaz Kalev?
It's only after it became Tamei.
Okay, so it's, guys, that then from for starters, it has to be Achilas Adam. It has to start out as Achilas Adam. If you just have dog food straight up, that doesn't work. That's not Makabal Tamei. But if it's an Ochal Adam, and then it degrades, then as long as it's still Michael Behema, so then it can still be Tamei. Okay? So who's that like? Right, is that like Rabbi Nassim or is that like the Chacham? So it says, come on, look Rabbi Nassim. Because Rabbi Nassim says that once it's the Hasta or that, that only human food is Tameh. Right? Only human food. The Rabbanon say, no, that if it degrades, as long as the dog could still eat it, it's still Tameh Tzachlam. Right? So you see it's saying is that according to the Chachamim, if it starts out as human food and then it becomes a dog food, so then it's still a Tamei Tumas Ochlin. But if it starts out as dog food, then it's not. Yes.
Is it saying that?
Question. So it's a good question. Matt asks, is that, does it mean that if it's human food and then it degrades to dog food, is it that it becomes Tamei and then it degrades? Or even if it doesn't become Tamei, but if it just becomes dog food, it's still mekabel tuma as long as it was once dog food. Like, is it because it becomes tame and once it's tame, the tuma doesn't leave unless it becomes nesam echaz kalav? Or is it pshat that, no, even if it doesn't become tame, once it's human food, it's mekabel tuma and it's still mekabel tuma unless it's nesam echaz kalav? Right? That's a good question. What do you think, what do you say from the Gemara? I mean, the problem is the simple pshat, it says Tameh. The simple pshat in the Mishnah, it says Tameh. Right? That it's Tameh until it becomes Nesam Echaz Kalev. Right? So simple, you could say, is it means if it became Tameh. But what else would you say from the Gemara? If you read the Gemara carefully.
It says Metameh Tumas Ochlam.
Yeah, you mean the first part of our Gemara is definitely saying Metameh Tumas Ochlam. Right? And that's the Machlokes Rav Nassim the Chacham seems to be, right? So Rav Nassim is saying it's not Metameh Tumas Ochlam. Right, if once it's not a human food, and the Tanakhama is saying it is Metamei Tumas Ochlam. Right, now, then you have this Braisa, and it's saying this Braisa is not like Rabbi Nassim. So if the Braisa was only saying that once it becomes Tamei, then the Tamei doesn't disappear, so maybe Rabbi Nassim would agree with that. Because all Rabbi Nassim is saying is that it's not Metamei Tumas Ochlam. But if it became Tamei, maybe it would, he would agree it wouldn't disappear. Elamai, it would seem to be that the Gemara is learning there's no difference. Is that just like the Tanakhama is holding, or just like Rav Nassim saying it's not Metamei Tumas Ochlam, it would also, or I'm sorry, that the Mishnah is talking about whether it's Metamei Tumas Ochlam. It doesn't mean Tamei that if it became Tamei. I mean, or it means even if it didn't become Tamei. If it's Mekabel Tuma, if it was human food, then it's Mekabel Tuma. Until it becomes a Nesam Echaz Kalev. Okay? So even if before it becomes Tameh, it becomes a Nesam Echaz Kalev, still, it retains the status of Mekabel Tameh. Still retains the status of Mekabel Tameh. How you doing? Right? You hear that? It turns out that I think there's Machlokes Rambam Ravid, which hopefully we'll get to, which I think is a question of how you learn this Gemara. But I mean, the simplest way, if you just go with the Gemara and the way the Gemara is reasoning, it seems that it's by their both. It's not making a difference. Because if it did, if there were a difference, then you can't necessarily say that the Mishnah is not like Rav Nassim, because Rav Nassim is only talking about if it doesn't become Tameh, but the Mishnah is talking about where it does become Tameh. But the Mishnah, but the Gemara doesn't make such a chilul. So it seems like the Gemara holds it to the same thing. Right? Whereas, namely, according to Rabbi Nassim, human food is mekabel tuma, period. I don't care its history. The bottom line is, right now, is it human food? Okay, if it is, it could become tamei. It is tamei. According to the Chachamim, no. It has to start out as human food, but then, even if it degrades, it's fine. It's still mekabel tuma, it's still tamei, unless it's nefsel mechaz kalav. Okay. Right, so how would you define the question? I mean, what side is easier?
Like
it's a type of ketzah. Right, like Sammy says, I mean, if is easier, he just says that human food is, Tumas Ochlam applies to human Ochlam, not to dog Ochlam. Who cares what dogs do? Right, we're talking about humans, human food. So, in dog food is Mekabal Tumah. I don't care if it started off as human food, but now it's dog food. So dog food is Mekabal Tumah. It's not Tame, it's not Mekabal Tumah, it's not, it's nothing to do with Tumas Ochlam. Tumas Ochlam is on human food. Right? So the dog food, dogs have nothing to do with the picture. It doesn't apply to dog food. Right? But somehow the Chachamim hold it has to start out as human food, but then it could even become dog food. Right? But if it becomes not even dog food, then it won't be Mekabel Tumah anymore. Even the Chachamim will agree that if it becomes mamish inedible even to dogs, then it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. So they're not just saying is we don't care, you know, once food, always food. They're not holding that either. So let me give you an idea for starters. I think maybe we'll have to revise it a little bit when we do the Rama and arrive at it a little bit. But for starters, the question is like this. Is that, this is partially due to my brother. The question is that, what is Mitame Tumas Ochlam? Definitely, you have human food is Mitame Tumas Ochlam, and the straight up dog food, okay, is not Mitame Tumas Ochlam. Okay, some of which is, originates as dog food. So why? What's the idea of that? Is it pshat that Tumas Ochlam, it's like a qualitative idea that there's two kinds of foods. There's human food and there's dog food. And Tumas Ochlam applies to human food. Tumas Ochlam means Ochlam Shel Adam. That's what Tumas Ochlam means. Ochlam means human foods. That's what Ochlam means. It's a different quality of human food and dog food, and it means human food. Or do you say, no, really Ochlam means foods. All foods. Foods are Ochlam. Ochlam doesn't refer specifically to human foods. The only thing is that there's a large world of foods out there. Okay, many, many foods out there in the universe. And in order for a ochel to enter the world of tumah, to become subject to the halachos of tumah, it has to acquire a certain chashivas of being miyuchad la'achilas adam. It has to rise out of the world of the big world of foods and gain significance and become, reach the level, it's a level idea, reach the level of human food. That qualifies it as being, as making it on the map, so to speak. It qualifies it as giving it a level of chashivas. Similar to the halacha that it has to be wet. The human has to wet the food in order to make it Mekabel Tumah. By wetting it or washing it, it's like you're putting it into your realm in a certain action which gives it a certain chashivas. You're putting water on it. So it's like, it's the reaching the level of Achilas Adam, you know, renders it, removes it from the realm of animal food and makes it into your framework. Makes it into human food. But it's an idea, it's machshev the thing. And now the thing exists in the framework of a Hilchos Tuman Taira. Okay? Now if that's the case, then once it has that chashivos, now the thing registers insofar as Tumantara could apply to it. But it's Tumas Ochlam. And the Tumah, the halachos will apply to it as long as it still is an Ochal. Which means if it's Nisomachas Kala, it's not an Ochal anymore. But as long as it's still edible by a dog, then it's still an Ochal. So, but it has to, the idea of Achilas Adam is like a level of a standard of achila that it must reach in order to give it the chashivas that it now becomes like human food. So for instance, it's like there's a difference. My point is like a difference between spoiled bread and like bran, not animal food. You know, kibbles and bits or whatever, you know. One of them is like it's a spoiled human food. or you know, it's a human food which has a certain condition that it became degraded, and now it's just for my dog, as opposed to something which has never in the whole, never made it to the world, lacks in the chashivas, and never quite entered the arena of, you know, of human beings. The other one entered the arena of human beings, and now it has a condition of spoiled, of being spoiled. But it still has the shame ochel because the dogs can still eat it. If it loses the shame ochel, then it can't be subject to masochlam. Ochlam means foods. But foods really are all foods. It's just the halacha of Maichal Adam is like a din of being machshiv. It has to reach a certain level of chashiva. So it has to be miyuchad to the Maichal of, to the ochel of an Adam. It has to rise out of the realm of achilas behema and reach the level of achilas Adam. That's the chachamim. But Reb Nosson holds no. That ochalim means ochlim shel adam. That's the very definition of ochalim. So if it's not ochlim, if it's not ochal adam, then it's simply not, it's not subject to ochalim. I don't care if it started off that way, but now it's not an ochal. Lack of the din ochalim, because ochalim means ochlim adam. Lose the chashivas. I mean, the question is, does it lose the chashivas when it goes back down to achilas behema? So I say, no, it doesn't. I mean, you could have argued it does. But like, for instance, it doesn't work that way. That's open halacha by, it becomes wet, for instance. If it becomes wet, the Ram says, it says, v'in machshirin aji yiplu halacha l'mbertzon habayim. It only is, this is in Aleph Beis in Tumas HaChalim, it's only machshir when it, water, the liquids, fall on the ratzon of the Baal puts it on it. V'lo yusiruchim, whatever. V'kiva jehochshar ochel, once it's machshir, afo pisha yavesh. Even though it dries up, now it's dry, it's not Mekabal Tumah. So it's like, it's still Mekabal Tumah. It's like the fact that it rose to that level, it puts it in man's sphere. And now you relate to it as a certain type of a food. It's like, for instance, yesterday you have a berry or a fruit that gets a little bad. Then you no longer eat it. But you still relate to it as a human food that's bad. As opposed to, so let's say, berries which aren't edible for man. They're by their very nature, they're dog food, they're edible, they're for animals. You know, you relate to them as different. They're different. There's the chashivas come. There's an event of when it rises. The point is, it has to. There's a big world of ochlim, and it has to rise out of that world and register in the sphere of tumah, register in the sphere of man, and then it's subject to the ochlis tumah. Now man relates to it. Now it's true, you relate to it as spoiled food. But it's so spoiled food, but it's still food. It's a food which is spoiled. It's like there's a difference that you relate to a spoiled piece of whatever differently than you relate to something which is dog food. Dog food is not shayach to man, has no chashivas whatsoever. But this is shayach to man, it just has a condition of being spoiled. You know, so it's an ochel, which is a condition of being spoiled. It loses shem ochel, no, because it's still edible by a dog. But that's different, but there's something which never quite becomes. Never gets that stat. Never enters the sphere of man. It's you relate to it as just being in the lower sphere of existences. Doesn't register. Just like if you never wet it. Once you wet it, it doesn't have to still be what the point is. Once it undergoes that process, it's like it's a chashivas. But the chashivas doesn't mean it has to continually have that. Lashon uses miyuchad l'maychal adam. It's when something is edible for man. Becomes omed for achilas adam. It's miyuchad l'maychal adam. And that status is machshav the thing. It now registers on my menu, and that's mach that gives the chafta chashivas. It means the chashivas is that it's not just another plant. It's not just another piece of the universe, piece of matter in the universe, but it gives it a chashivas. Yeah, there's a difference between a spoiled apple and hay. Spoiled apple is an apple which has lost its quantitatively, it's degraded. It lost the myla which it once had. Okay, it's a food that was a great food, it was a high level food, and it lowered itself. And now it's, you know, but you still, it's still the mark of its chashivas, the chafta still exists, you still relate to the chafta in that way as having a myla. Okay, but it's degraded. It's chashav with the degradation, with the pagam, so to speak. As opposed to hay, it just never, it doesn't have any chashivas. So it's like the existence as an amaychal adam is machshav the chafta. It doesn't have to be an action. See, by the wetting it, it's an action which gives it the chashivas. Here, it's a state of existence which gives it the chashivas.
But now that state, in here, the chashivas in here is an object. And be like a ex-president. I don't know if this is more, could be more like a Moshe Kalatoma, an ex-president. An ex-president is not just a dope on the street, even though he is just a dope on the street. What's the difference to him? He's just the regular guy. He doesn't have any status. He's just a regular American.
He still has
but he's
a
an ex-president.
Right,
exactly. Exactly. Right. Right, he still should, because what is he now? He doesn't have any different legal status, I don't think, you know, than any other person. But the state of being a president is rendered, brings him up, that makes him a different person. And that state, even though it's true, he doesn't have the condition anymore which gave him the chashivas, but still the chashivas remains, that he's risen above the lay folk and has become something other. You know, even if he was born a president, it's not because he became a president. It's because he existed as a president. And if a guy was born as a king, and then he became the unking, he still has a status. And it's chashivas. The chashivas is still exists. So that's what the Chacham are holding. But Rav Nosson's holding. But the point is, you can only say this is if you say that the role of the Michael Adam is, so to speak, like a quantitative thing, which is Machshava. But really, the Shem Ochel exists, even if it's not an Ochel Adam. So then, even though it now degrades, you'll say, but it's still an Ochel. So Shayis Tumas Ochlem. But Rav Nosson says Tumas Ochelim means Tuma of Ochle Adam. So you can't say if once it becomes not less than Ochlas Adam, you can't, maybe Chashav is not an Ochel. Ochel means Ochel Adam, so it's not it. Its identity is not it. See, Chashivas, you could say it still remain, but the definition of the thing can't remain. The definition of it's not an Ochel. Okay? Now, the Rambam, there's a halacha in the Rambam which I think rejects this far. Okay, but it could be the right, but still holds right. But there's a halacha which I think is a problem for this way of learning. Yud Dalet. Tumas Ochalim, it's in Taira. Tumas Ochalim, Parag Beis, Halacha Yud Dalet. Find that? Okay, so first is the Beis Yud Dalet. It says, Kol Ochal Shenisar V'Nisrach, any food which, I'm sorry. Okay, let me start again from the beginning. Back to the beginning. To the Aleph. Okay, Kol Ochal Miyuchal Maichal Adam, Yon Lechem Basar Anam Zeh Simek Yotzibayim Mekabal Tama. So any food which is designated for Maichal Adam is Mekabal Tama. V'chei Shein Miyuchal Maichal Adam Har Zeh Tahar V'en Mekabal Tama. Fine. So basically, so you see is that it's Maichal Adam. Okay, Maichal Adam is Mekabal Tama, not Maichal Adam is not. Okay, now let's go Beis Yudalad. He says, Kol Ochal Shenisar V'Nisrach, any food which is spoiled, Ve'era Inu Oil Maichal Adam, and it's not fit for Maichal Adam, Inu Kabal Tama, it's not Kabal Tama. Right? Ve'chein Ma'ashke Shenisrach V'Nisrach Ve'inu Oil Shiyas Adam, Inu Kabal Tama, Kedach Shnir Ma'ashir, Shnimar Ashay Yishase. Okay, so drink also, it's not Tama, if it's not edible, if it's spoiled. Who's he like? Right, on the surface it seems like he's like Rinasan, because Rinasan's saying is that just like originally dog food isn't subject to Tama, so too if you have human food and it degrades, it's no longer subject to Tama. Right? Because on the way we're defining it is that Ochal means, Tumas Ochal means Tumas Ochal Ma'ochal Adam. So therefore once it degrades, it's not an Ochal Adam anymore. Who cares what it used to be? Now it's not a Shei Shasa, now it's not a human food. Right? Okay. Fine, now look at Yuchas. Kol Ochel, and this gets to what Matt was asking about. Kol Ochel, Shenitma, any food which becomes Tameh, V'achar Shenitma, Nifsad V'Nisrach, and after it becomes Tameh, it becomes spoiled. Right? Im Nifsal, Melechol Kalev, Oshiyavash Kechar, Sari Setahar, if it's Nifsal Mechaz Kalev, it's Tahar, V'Nifsal Melechol Adam, Adayin Roy LeKalev. But if it's...
What is Kesh?
It's like, I think it's like earthenware. It's really dried out, totally dried out. That's a charas, I think. But if it's disqualified from man, but your dog could still eat it, it's a tamik shai. Still tamik. And you can't put foods in the mikvah. Mishnah. That's a different point. So he's saying that if the thing becomes Tameh, so then it stays Tameh as long as it's still Roy Achilas Kalef. Right? So what do you say about this? You see that I'm drawing that distinction, which Matt noticed. This could be learning the Gemaras. It's tricky. Let's forget for now how he's learning the Gemaras or whatever, but he's definitely saying it's different. There's a difference between something which is not Mekabel Tumah. He says if it becomes Nisla Mechilas Adam, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. But once it's actually Tameh, then it has to be Nisla Mechilas Kalav in order to become disqualified. So what's the problem? Is this the problem?
Yeah,
you're right. So on the surface, at least our svara, the Rav Nosson is that Tumas Ochla means Ochle Adam. Ochle Adam. That's what Tumas Ochla means. That's why once it loses its status of Ochle Adam, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So if that's the case, then even if it's Tameh, once it's not an Ochle Adam, then it's not subject, it can't be Tumas Ochle, because it's not an Ochle Adam. But you see, it's not true. The Rambam is saying is that it's still Tameh as long as it's an Ochle Behemah. So it seems like you have to say that the Ram doesn't let, that's not the way the Ram learns from Nasan. But that's not the Svara for that. The Svara really, Tumas Ochlem means Ochlem, Ochlem. Any Ochlem. Even Ochlem Behema could be Tameh. Tumas Ochlem means Ochlem as long as it's a food. Because you see, it's Tameh. It has a status of Tameh. Once it's not a food, it's not Tameh anymore, right? So you see, but it has a status of Ochel. So apparently Tumas Ochlem means Tumas Ochlem. Tumas foods. So if that's the case, so then you have to wonder, so then why is it that he's saying that but if it becomes if it's an Ochel Adam and then it becomes disqualified from Ochel Adam, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Right? I mean, he's going to have to learn the Machlokas differently. Right? Or he's going to have to see him, we have to rethink Rav Nosson. Now there's a middle Shita, which is that and if it's Tameh and becomes not Ochel Adam, if it's Ochel Kalav, then it becomes Tahar. Totally. If it's an Ochel Adam and it becomes Nifsal Me'echilas Adam, but a dog will still eat it, now it's not Nekabel Tameh. It can't become Tameh. Right? Once it is already Tameh, then it will stay Tameh. Right? As opposed to, it seems, according to the Chacha, that's right. I mean, that's Machlokes Rav Nosson Nacham. The Rav Nosson Nacham, I guess you'll say the question is in terms of Mekabel Tumah. You're right. Right. Rav Nosson is just saying is that it's not Mekabel Tumah once it becomes Nefsal Mechel Sadam. Right? It's no longer subject to Tumah. But if it is already Tumah, then it's not going to be removed. So I'll tell you thing. I think we already have the svaras here. I think we just gotta squeeze out one more possibility. Okay, it's actually still the same as what you were going with. But maybe the Rambam learns that the machlokas is everyone agrees that Tumas Ochlem means foods. Foods are foods. Human food, dog food. Food is food. Okay, but the only thing is, in order to be subject to Tumas Ochlem, to become tameh, the food has to have a chashivas. So it can't just be a food. For something to be subject to Tumah, if it becomes Tameh, then it's Tameh. As long as it's still a food, it becomes still Tameh. So food is a food, dog food is also a food. Okay, so once it becomes Tameh, that's it. Tameh as long as it's still a food. But in order to be subject to becoming Tumah, it has to have a chashivas. It's not just any food is subject to becoming Tumah, but the food has to have a chashivas. Okay, and the chashivos is a chashivos based upon the sphere of human achila. But there's two ways to look at the chashivos of human achila. One way to say it's that it's like we're learning until now, that the chafza which enters man's sphere, so to speak, creates a chashivos in the chafza, and now the chafza has a chashivos permanently, right? Even if it degrades later or whatever, but the fact that it enters, the fact that it exists in that sphere, it qualifies the chafetz as having chashivos. The other way to look at the chashivos is that it exists relative to Adam. It's like a relative chashivas. It's man's food. The fact that the food is edible by man, it's like Rav Ram says, Asha Yishasa, that which you will drink. The fact that man relates to it is like it exists as a relative to man. It's his food. That's what it gives the chashivas. It's the chashivas stems from the gavra, so to speak. Is that it says that he relates the fact that it's not, it doesn't inhere, the chashivas doesn't inhere in the chafza, that it's now qualified as being a davar chashav. But it's a chashivas which is based upon the relationship of the person to it. Okay, that he's it's his food. It exists as an accident to the person, as a relative to the person. It's his food. That's where the chashivas is. And if the chashivas is that, then it's contingent upon that continued relationship. And then once it becomes disqualified from that, so then it's no longer subject to being tome. And that's what Rasan's holding, is that once it becomes less than achilas adam, so now you don't relate to it in that manner anymore, and therefore it loses the chashivas. Whereas the chachamim will hold that the existence of in the world of achilas adam qualifies the chafza, it's machshav the chafza as being a davar chashav. Okay, and then the chashivas inheres in the chafza as long as it exists as an ocha. You know, but everyone agrees the shem ochel itself is not contingent upon the idea of achilas adam. The shem ochel is based on food. Food is food, and that's why you'll say is that even dog food is food. So if the thing is already tame, then it doesn't need the chashivas because the tame already exists in it. But the nature of the tame is ochlam. So if it's not an ochel anymore, if it's not edible even by an animal, then it can't be tame because it's a tame of ochlam. So if it's not an ochel, it can't be tame. So your argument, what Sammy is, like I say, is there's a machlokas about whether, you know, what the chashivas is. Is the chashivas because of the way I relate to it? It's like a chashivas which is, you know, resides in the mind of the, you know, the person, or the chashivas changes the chafta.
That's the Rabbanah.
Right. The Rabbanah say that the chafta's emergence in that sphere gives it a quality as the Rachashav. And the quality exists in the thing, irrespective of what, you know, happens with it afterwards.
So it still becomes tame,
right? Whereas Renaissance says, no, the chashivas is the fact that I will eat it. That's the chashivas. It's chashiv because I would put this thing in my mouth, so I relate to it as whatever chashiv. Now, I don't care if it was like that, but now it isn't, so then it doesn't have the chashivas. The chashivas is based upon this current state of the thing. Based upon the way I relate to it. It's not a status of chashivas. It's the chashivas. It's not a status in the chafta, but it's the chashivas is a condition based upon the person's attitude towards it.
And therefore.
Yeah, so the chashivas will disappear. So therefore, it's no longer. Once it's not edible by a person, the chashivas will disappear. So now it's not subject to becoming tame. But if it already was Tameh, so then this Tumah exists. The Tumah, so to speak, a halachic condition in the Ochel. So it doesn't need the Chashivas anymore to continue to be Tameh. It needs to be an Ochel because it's Tumah's Ochlim. But it doesn't need the quality of the Chashivas in order for the Tumah to remain. The Tumah remains because the Tumah remains and then to destroy it.
So why do you need to say Chashivas?
What do you need to say, chashivas? Because you have to say is that it's an ochel even if it's dog food, because you see it doesn't. Otherwise, if it's not an ochel, then it should the tumah should disappear once it becomes nesel mechilas kalaf. Right. So you have to say that the shame ochel really an ochel is an ochel even dog food is an ochel. So if dog food is an ochel, that's why it retains the shame tumah as long as the dog was still eating because it's still an ochel.
Okay.
So if it's still an ochel, then why isn't it a kabbal toma unless the person would eat it? It's not a kabbal toma unless a human being would eat it. Right? But why it's an ochel, why isn't it a kabbal toma?
Right.
So what I'm saying is because now I'm a yichud l'maychal adam. The yichud l'maychal adam is a chashivas which allows it to become tama.
So Nassim's holding that. Tumas Ochlin is on all Ochlin?
Yes. Everyone's holding it's on all Ochlin. Everyone's holding the chafza of Tumas Ochlin is at all Ochlin.
Right.
That's not an argument.
Right.
The only question is what's the chashivas which allows it to become subject to Tumas?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So if you want to look at the right of it and see where he argues, I think he learns maybe more like the first way you're learning. It's a little tricky, though, exactly on the hooks. But I think we have enough here for the ideas in the sugya. Okay, so next week I'd like to go to Beitza. Okay, it's the sugya is, it's like Yud Zayin or Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which talks about davening, davening Yom Tov and Shabbos, interplay between two davenings. So I'll send an email with the exact source.